Would make me very happy. Coming up next to the stage, we have an LA stand-up, another ex-Chicago native who came here. We have a lot of Chicago people in the house. Maybe that's why there's so much warmth. I don't know. I love LA, though. LA is super great. Again, thank you for welcoming us. Anyway, please, this woman is super, super funny. Please follow her on Twitter, at Kristen Cliff. This is Kristen Clifford.
Oh, hi. Thank you. I just decided to write a huge list of all of the creepiest things that I've ever done for this show. They're not in any particular order, so if you're like, hey, number 17 was way less creepy than number 1, don't worry about it. I just wrote them as I remembered them, and I might remember some while I'm talking. Cool. You guys on board? Awesome. Awesome. Number 1, in second grade, in Noseblood, I wrote die on the bathroom wall. The class bully, Candace Wilczewski, was later like, who wrote dit on the bathroom wall? And I was like, actually, it's die. And then I ordered several Pizza Hut pizzas to be delivered to her home. Because it was in the era when you could do that. I once invited Elijah Wood to a school dance. He's a movie star, if you're not familiar. And if you're like, oh, how old were you? Are that so cute? Too old. Far too old to be doing that. And I wrote him a letter, like it was the second letter I'd ever written him. The first one, I was just like, I love your work. You know, I was very mature, and he sent me a picture that said, keep smiling. And my sister was like, did you get that at the dentist? I was like, no, Elijah Wood sent it to me. So I wrote him this letter, and like I never heard back. Obviously, I'm probably in an FBI file. They don't even show those to the stars. They're like, ooh, okay. whenever my mom would leave me alone in a car with my brother, I would tell him that she wasn't coming back. And it was his fault. I used to have cyber sex on web TV. If you don't know what web TV is, it's like the internet, but on your TV. And you just have a wireless keyboard. It's kind of for old people. The first time I had regular sex, I asked my boyfriend if he wanted to play just the tip. It's creepy. They get real. I'm sorry. He said yes, and we dated for a year. I don't know how that happened for me. I wrote my own role on Full House, the show, the popular show, and I wrote to them about it because I was like, hey, here's what you guys need. A 9-year-old girl named Heather, listen, she's your cousin. Her parents are dead, and she's going to make the Full House fuller. And I was like, this is going to work. I did the same thing when Andy Richter left Conan. I was like, hey, what's up, Conan? I'm 12, and I also have red hair, so we got that going for us. Ready to buy a forest green pantsuit, and I want to be on your show. I didn't hear back from either of them. I did give up Full House for Lent at one point. Because I was like, Jesus really wants me to sacrifice. What do I love the most? And it was new episodes of Full House. These are like, I didn't mean to be for all the Full House ones to be in order, but they are. I told everyone that my cousin was Jodie Sweetin. She's not, otherwise that other scheme to get on the show probably would have worked. But then my actual cousin was over, my best friend came over, and I made my cousin dress up in like a bathing suit and a kimono and then some sunglasses, and I crimped her hair, and I'm like, it's Jodie Sweetin, and ask her whatever you want about Full House. It was fun. I fainted during someone's wedding, which isn't really creepy, but I just still feel really bad about it. It was during the ceremony. Whoops, it's on tape, it's cool. I've been trying to get Ben Savage to tweet me back for maybe 5, maybe 6 years, and and like I did a search of it in my timeline, and it's like a lot of times that more times than I thought that I had reached out to Ben Savage to be like, hey, what's up, it's my birthday, I would love it if you tweeted me back. Like other gambits to try and get him to do it, he didn't. if you know him. Anyways, I did buy all the seasons of Boy Meets World on DVD and watch them with the commentary on. And you're like, oh, that's weird. It's like, I wanted to know what they were thinking, you know? When they were filming the scene, I wanted to know their memories. And in college, AOL Instant Messenger was big, right? When I went to college, I'm very old, we didn't have GChat. And I used to pose as other members of the basketball team and instant message other members of the basketball team. And then they were very confused. They'd be like, why are you on a different name? And I'd be like, I'm at my parents' house. that's probably not very nice. For some reason, like a lot of times when I'm by myself, I'll just, you know, like you say stuff to yourself all the time. My phrase that I say to myself all the time is always, my boyfriend's name is Steven. I've never dated anyone named Steven. I don't know why I do that. Is that too much for you guys? Someone love me. I don't know what this says. Oh, I have long conversations with my cat, but like serious ones where I'm like, I understand why you feel the way that you feel. And you have a right to be angry. When I started dating someone, I said I was having a fondue party so that they would come over to my house, but I wasn't planning a fondue party. And then I planned a fondue party immediately and emailed all my friends and was like, hey, you guys have to come and pretend like we've been talking about this for a while. And they did. And I dated that person. I interview myself a lot in my car, like I'm on a TV show. Someone said, like they do it too. Do you want to just call each other? That might. That might be less sad. Or more, I don't know. But we'll talk. We'll have pre-approved questions. I went to a Sugar Ray concert in high school. And Everlast was opening. It was pretty cool. He got really upset because people threw ice at him. And then Sugar Ray came out and Mark McGrath was like, hey, guys, be really nice to Everlast. He just had heart surgery. If I just have a couple more. I mean, I have a lot more, but like a couple more that I'm going to tell you. I used to, if I like you and we're Facebook friends, I'll look and see if you're friends with your mom. And then I'll look at the pictures that she posted of you. Because they're usually like really revealing and cute about your personality. I refer to the cast of Bones as my friends. Because I really love that show and its ending, I know. And I've left parties by being like, these episodes of Bones aren't going to watch themselves. And then I leave the party. So thank you guys so much. These episodes of Bones aren't going to watch themselves.
Thank you, Kristen Clifford, everybody. Kristen Clifford. I'm going to do a little proselytizing on behalf of Kristen and say, because this is very important, every Friday she posts like 5 bits of wisdom on Facebook, and the 5th bit of wisdom is always the same, and it's always so important. Joey on Full House is not Uncle Joey.
Thank you.
He is Joey Gladstone. He is not their uncle. He is their father's friend. You're welcome. That also bothers the shit out of me. He's not Uncle Joey. I was interviewing someone for another podcast I did, and they called him Uncle Joey. And A, instantly I thought of Kristen first. And B, I cut that shit right out of the interview. He's not their uncle.